All right, Flock. I'm not talking about birds. I'm talking about cameras. So 2 months ago, I admit it, not many of us had ever heard of Flock Safety. I think I first heard about it maybe 4 months ago. But Flock has this vast network of surveillance cameras, over 100,000 cameras all over the country. And I'm guessing most of you have probably heard of Flock by now. It's been getting a lot of news lately. It's a company based in Atlanta, Georgia. And before I talk about who is behind the company, I want to share this investigative story I've come across. It's the best one I've seen so far. And interestingly, surprisingly really, it's from Atlanta. It's from Atlanta News First. This is the only locally owned TV station in Atlanta, formerly with CBS. And as far as I'm concerned, anybody abandoning CBS to go independent, that's a good thing, right? So here's the report on one man, a guy named Bob Sklar, his effort to fight the proliferation of Flock cameras in North Manchester, Indiana. That's a little town of about 5,000 people. And there are 18 cameras in between North Manchester and Wabash County, which is the county where North Manchester is situated. There are 18 of these cameras, and here's the story.
There's your guy right there.
Bob Sklar believes the government is following him.
It's as if the government was tracking you, put a GPS on you, monitored everywhere you went, when you went there.
Not just around this small Indiana town, but across the country.
This is where the camera is.
Amid the rows of corn, license plate reader cameras are cropping up, connected to the nationwide Flock Safety Network.
Did you start to see the police in your rearview mirror more than you would expect?
Only one officer.
How are you?
I would come into town and all of a sudden he would be there, like he was waiting for me. It started to be more than a coincidence. It just happened. It kept happening more and more. I didn't understand why or how he knew. And then that's when I learned about the Flock cameras.
Okay, and here's his conversation with that officer.
Why are you out here patrolling in the county? Huh?
I don't know.
Or did you just come out looking for me?
No.
Is there any reason they would be legitimately tracking you?
Not that I'm aware of.
So how much is the budget going up?
Bob regularly criticizes the North Manchester government and its police officers.
You speak out at town council meetings.
I do.
Whether or not this is appropriate conduct for a town employee.
They've adopted official rules just because of me.
Believing the police are following him.
He follows me out of town. He follows me around town.
He started following them.
You can keep driving.
Keep driving, bud.
I'm legally parked.
I have seen them on questionable traffic stops and recorded it.
Please exit the emergency incident area. Otherwise, you will go to jail.
Is it fair to characterize you, to use the legal term of art, that you're the town pain in the ass as far as the local government's concerned?
I'm definitely one of them.
Are you allowed to park there?
Do something about it. Leave me alone. Stop harassing me. Why do you keep harassing me?
I'm just trying to see if this is...
Why do you keep harassing me? Leave me alone.
Right about a mile outside of town is where this other camera is.
Bob passed by a Flock camera and wondered, is that how the police knew where he was?
Did you file a records request for the audit logs to see if they were tracking you?
Yep.
What happened?
They did have an alert on my vehicle. They didn't say what time period or anything like that, and then refused to identify the officer, claiming officer safety.
He found the answer online.
HaveIBeenFlocked.com. Put in your license plate number and you can see if there are inquiries on your license plate. And for mine, the search count is 63. I put my license plate number in and all these hits came up. That's scary. That is way scary. I was shocked, emotionally distraught, when I saw the level of surveillance that data revealed. Minimum number of devices was 11,235, maximum 98,000. Almost 100,000 devices around the country.
When an officer accesses the Flock database, all the external departments searched nationwide keep their own logs of that search. That's how we were able to confirm dozens of searches of Bob's tag. Public records from out-of-state departments show multiple North Manchester officers and Wabash County Sheriff's deputies searched Bob's license plate again and again for at least a year.
Flock requires they put in a reason for each search. What was their reason for searching you?
One reason my name, just Sklar. You know, a lot of them were just locate, 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 locate.
Locate isn't a crime.
Nope.
And here again, I'm going to cut out. This is, again, the officer that Sklar claims has been tracking him, the conversation.
I have multiple inquiries under your name for my vehicle.
You're going to talk to somebody else about that. Don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what Flock is?
No, I know what Flock is. I don't know what you mean by using it to track you.
Really?
He's following my travel history all over the country. That's none of his business.
If Bob did decide to move away from this tiny Indiana town and its three Flock cameras, the North Manchester Police Department could still track his movements nationwide because it's connected to more than 6,000 agencies in 49 states with tens of thousands of cameras.
I remember having a conversation with this officer one time, and he said, so how was your trip to Philly? And I was like, how would you know that I was in Philly? That scares the hell out of me.
Neither the officer nor his chief agreed to interviews or to share their side of the story. It's perfectly legal in Indiana and most states for officers to search the Flock database without suspicion of any crime.
Nationwide, there's a growing pattern of officers misusing license plate readers that are meant to protect the public.
They knowingly use these systems for personal reasons.
But we are tracking more than 70 cases across the country.
Unauthorized use of a Flock camera.
The number of officers arrested for misusing these cameras is mounting here.
Officers under investigation, disciplined, fired, or arrested for allegedly misusing Flock.
Officers have used them to stalk or harass exes.
Including searches on personal acquaintances and family members.
If they can do that to them, they can do it to anybody, can't they?
Absolutely. And that's the scary part.
And now we're going to hear from the Flock representative about how wonderful Flock cameras are.
Now there's things we can do, and we can, you know, put some new guardrails, parameter, whatever it is. Let's have that debate. But let's not say this technology isn't helpful, because it clearly is.
Flock says its technology is catching bad guys with or without a badge, while the company openly invites new regulations.
And there's some part of it that the city doesn't like. They should just regulate that stuff, outlaw it, make rules about it, change it. And we're happy to oblige by those things.
Nobody in Indiana is releasing their records voluntarily, as far as I know. So the only reason we know about this is because these three departments had metadata showing that he made that search.
That's where HaveIBeenFlocked.com gets most of its data. Network audit logs showing external agency searches of a department's cameras. Flock recently changed those logs to withhold the names of police officers and tags searched, saying officers asked for their names to be kept out of public records.
Police officers can track you with no warrant, no reasonable suspicion, no probable cause, but you can't track them tracking you. You can't find out who's tracking you.
That's scary. That's where we have a secret police state now.
Bob Sklar now takes the long way home.
A little out of the way, but it avoids triggering the camera.
Do you feel safer because of Flock in your town?
No, because I've seen the abuse. That doesn't make me feel safe at all. It actually makes me scared.
Bob is trying to put all of this in his rearview mirror, but says he still sees officers behind him.
There's nowhere to hide.
Okay, well, it would be easy to dismiss Bob Sklar as some kind of a crazy paranoid guy, right? But I don't think that's the case. You know, and again, these cameras, there's over 100,000 of them nationwide. And some of them were deployed back as early as 2017. The concern that Sklar references is that the government is tracking him. Okay, well, what about the corporate connection? I mean, Flock Safety is valued at about $8.4 billion. The venture capital funding for Flock came from Mark Andreessen and Ben Horowitz. Now, who are these guys? Well, Andreessen and Horowitz both personally donated $2.5 million to one of Trump's super PACs, the Right for America PAC. That was leading up to the 2024 election. And then later, after the election, they contributed millions more to a couple of Trump's, you know, I should say Trump-aligned political action committees. So Flock's system is absolutely being used by ICE. by Trump and, his chief henchman, Stephen Miller, as part of the whole administration's immigration and deportation crackdown. So there's that. There's also the privacy concerns that we heard about. The ACLU, actually the Iowa ACLU, is calling the cameras Big Brother-style government surveillance. The National ACLU has started what's called the Get the Flock Out, very cute, campaign. Get the Flock Out campaign is calling for cities and police departments to end their contracts with Flock. There are other forms of backlash, too, beyond just trying to go the political route and getting your city council or your county board of supervisors to end contracts with this company. Just here in central Iowa, and again, we're not known for property damage here, but one Flock camera in the suburb of Pleasant Hill was sawed down. three have been vandalized in another suburb, Johnston. Four were vandalized in Ankeny. So the one in Pleasant Hill, it was cut in half and then the system itself destroyed. And according to the city manager's office, I believe, the cost to replace the camera is about $7,000, and the damage was caused back in July, and so far no camera has replaced it. So I'm not condoning that. I got to admit it's pretty effective, right? But it's more effective to get cities and counties to remove the cameras. And again, it's not just a privacy thing. It's not just about ICE using these cameras in their deportation and immigration efforts. Nearly 80% of Americans polled recently oppose government surveillance. They oppose handling personal information by public agencies and implicitly by corporations that help control the equipment. As the video mentioned, there are about 50 cases right now of law enforcement officers who have been accused or charged with the misuse of Flock cameras, tracking down ex-girlfriends, spying on love interests, that sort of thing. Just as bad as that, Flock's surveillance network was used by, I can't remember which government entity used it, but it was used to track a woman who had traveled in order to self-manage an abortion in a state that now has outlawed abortion. Of course, it's been used by ICE, and it's also been used in a way that searches by race. So, again, this stuff is pretty bad. And again, it's not just in Iowa that we're seeing these kinds of vigilante-type pushback against it. In Tennessee, the cameras have been shot at. In California, one was hit by a truck. In Virginia, one was beaten with a baseball bat. In Texas, another one was cut down. One in New York was splattered with paint. And there's a guy in Florida named Carl Gunn. He's 77. He calls himself the Flock Blocker. He sits in a chair next to a post that has a camera on it. He holds a 10-foot-long pole blocking the camera. And the sign on his blocker thing reads, "Down with Flock Cameras." He's a registered Republican. So, good, okay, Florida man. That's the good kind of Florida man. Tyler Knight, another Florida man, has been sharing social media posts of what Gunn's been up to. And he says the criminals will always find a way to commit crimes whether cameras are present or not. And I'll quote him, "You're not building a database on a bunch of innocent civilians. I don't want my data harvested and sold off to insurance companies, foreign countries, and let them do whatever they want with it." So, here's a third Florida man. This is a Miami guy named Thomas Kennedy. He said, "These cameras just symbolize sort of the zeitgeist of the moment. The cameras are reflective of the AI infrastructure that's being deployed, like the data centers." And we all know how data centers have become a huge issue in the midterm election, locally and nationally. And I think what Kennedy is onto there is that these cameras, these 100,000 plus cameras across the country, are connected to that and also becoming an issue. I mean, I think we're going to be hearing more and more questions to candidates about Flock cameras. And I think it's going to be a bipartisan concern. We'll see.